Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Oh, this is the best, man. If only we actually had video on this show. You know? I mean, your loss, not mine.
I got to see.
But I just took some video. I just took some video, which will be going up on social media soon. Chris, excellent sound, excellent choice coming back. Somehow, some way, during the commercial break, I waddled over to the kitchen to get some ice for my soda. Then I was probably looking for a free piece of pizza, and instead, I wound up inviting Landfill into the studio.
We love Landfill.
To do something that I did not think, quite honestly, he would say yes to. And I said, Landfill, I need a creative segment. I need to do something that is going to get people fired up and get something that's never been done before. And I said, can I get your 15 most hated athletes? And he looked at me and he said, sure, Roos. Mm-hmm. And here he is.
Here I am.
How are you, big guy?
I'm doing good. How
it's
are you?
It's good to see you on this side of the aisle.
I haven't seen you in at least 10, 15 minutes.
It's amazing how this worked. When you started walking over here, I was like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. Is that Landfill actually being a good teammate?
That's me. I'm here.
Where's the pizza?
I left the pizza over there. I think Ryan the Stallion was like a vulture. Going after it?
He's like corporate Clary, so he's not supposed to eat what us like peasants eat.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's not technically part of the team.
You're right, exactly. But you are.
I am.
And you're showing your true value here. Now, again, this has never been done before, correct?
Completely
like
original segment.
Like a list of hated athletes via Landfill, right?
That is correct.
Do you want to do 10? Do you want to do 15? Do you want to do 5? What do you want to do?
I was thinking, what about 9? Does 9 work for you?
9 works for me.
I got
you know,
9
symmetry with 980.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I think that works. I mean, you could do 98 if you want.
That'll be a stretch.
Okay.
But I can give you 9.
Okay. You're going to give me 9. Now, you haven't been asked to do anything like this anytime recently, right?
No.
So this is totally fresh material and content. Over here exclusively.
Completely.
Exclusively on the Rooster on the Radio Show, the Chris Russell extravaganza. And you know, we've been longtime friends.
That's true. This is a Chris Russell original.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we go, instead of going from 10 down to 1, why don't we go from 1 up to 9?
So we're going to start at the top.
Right. We're going to do things differently, just like we did. Like Linnell stole a concept and idea from me during the football season. He would do his Super Six power rankings, right? And I said, well, wait a second. You kept stealing it from me, and he kept denying that he stole it from me. So I stole my idea back, but I ranked the top six teams in the NFL on a weekly basis, but from 1 to 6, not 6 to 1, just because I need to be creative and original, and I never steal concepts or topics from anybody. So I think we should go from 1 to 9.
Well, you get right to the point, Roost. You know, the people are busy and you don't want to keep them waiting.
Exactly. So without further ado.
Hey, we got to go break.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get back to you. Do you know Chris has a convertible, by the way?
No.
Like a luxury convertible?
I'm kind of surprised.
I don't know if I call that luxury.
Is it a Sebring?
No, I got a Mustang.
Okay.
Oh, 5.0? Only a Mustang convertible.
5.0, no, I wish.
Only a Mustang convertible, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have that kind of payroll too, right? That kind of budget.
Who doesn't?
All right, so give me your number one most hated athlete.
Aaron Rodgers.
Now, this is not because he played here, but just because he's really freaking annoying.
He's really annoying. It also annoys me that the Redskins took a quarterback immediately after he was drafted.
They did. Jason Campbell, right?
Jason
was
Campbell.
It Jason Campbell, right?
It was Jason Campbell. There was a little bit of a difference between the quality of those
just
guys' careers.
Bit. Just a little bit. So Aaron Rodgers, number one.
Number one.
Because he's a gigantic pain in the ass.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, you ready?
Not because he's done anything to you.
No.
Okay.
You ready for number two?
I am absolutely ready with just bated breath.
Tiki Barber.
That's an interesting
one. Yeah.
Barber. All right.
Okay. Tiki Barber destroyed the Redskins back in the day.
Yeah.
It was just like 7 consecutive years of him gashing them.
How long have you been putting this list together, Landfill?
Well, you only asked me about it, I think about 7 minutes ago. So it's fresh off the dome.
Okay.
Gotta say, Tiki did miss out on winning the Super Bowl, though. He retired the year before the Giants won their first one with Eli.
Well, that's good, but still, years of pain. as a Redskins fan watching Tiki Barber.
Okay. That's more than fair. You hate him not because he's done anything personally offensive to you, but because. But I thought you were an Eagles fan. Was that correct?
I mean, I think he played pretty well against the Eagles too.
Right, but why does it bother you that he tortured the Redskins when you're an Eagles fan?
No, I used to be a lifelong Eagles fan.
Oh, okay. That was under a different regime.
But then Dan Snyder sold the team, so I came back.
Okay, I got it now. All right, go ahead.
Number three, Chris Sims. Chris Sims was the kind of quarterback. He's not good, but he did manage to beat the Redskins several times. Mm-hmm. That was like around the time they played the Bucs in the playoffs that one year when Gibbs was here.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying when a guy who kind of sucks, your team just can't find a way to beat him.
What do you think of Chris Sims, the broadcaster?
I wish you would respond to my texts. I'm going to be honest with you.
Isn't J.P. Finley like really good friends with him?
You'd think maybe, but...
So you have Chris Sims' number, and yet... You text him regularly, semi-regularly, and yet you put him as number three on your top nine most hated athlete list.
That is correct.
Wow. All right, Landfill. I mean, I would say you've got some onions there, pal. Number four.
Cole Hamels,
because he plunked Bryce Harper in the back one time?
Basically, yeah. And he was a complete tool about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What kind of tool? Are we talking about a screwdriver? Are we talking about a hammer? What kind of tool are we talking about?
We're talking about a Cole Hamels type tool.
Okay. All right. Baseball players usually have big tools. Just tease. Anyway.
How would you know, Rooster? How would you know?
I've seen lots of things in locker rooms over the year.
Wow.
Years. I've seen lots of things. Landfill.
You ready for number five?
Don't leave me hanging. Number five.
Trot Nixon. Stupid name.
So you hate him because he's got a stupid name?
What kind of name is Trot Nixon?
Well, I mean, trot, home run trot, like you trot around the bases.
He didn't hit that many home runs.
It's a dumb name. It's stupid. A very dumb name.
What was his real name? Do you know?
No idea.
We got to look this up.
We could do that. We
sounds
have
like
Google.
A fake name you give like a cop or something when you're trying to get out of something.
Oh,
you're
name's like, oh, Trot.
Yeah, I'm
was
Trot.
Was it Richard Trot Nixon?
I have no idea.
No? It was Christopher Trotman Nixon. Trotman is his middle name.
Trot. Yeah, that's.
But that's his middle name, Trotman.
I mean, his parents should have.
I mean, he's got a great first name. I can confirm that.
So I have multiple guys named Chris on this list.
I mean, he doesn't have like a first name like Jim or Andrew or anything like that, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
You ready for number six?
Yeah, that is you are taking an aim on the name Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this. Okay, go ahead.
J.D. Drew.
Ooh, J.D. Drew. That's not a name I expected to hear today. That I didn't hear 2 hours ago. J.D. Drew.
Dumb looking face.
Dumb looking face.
I love that.
He somehow always signed a contract that made him one of the top paid players in the league, but he was only ever just like kind of borderline all-star caliber.
Did you hate J.D. Drew? You hate J.D. Drew when he was here?
Yeah, really, J.D. Drew was the Kirk Cousins of baseball, like back from late 90s to 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Screw that guy.
Okay, so you're putting J.D. Drew
correct.
And Kirk Cousins in the same basket, in the same hopper.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I think you should like probably check the back of the baseball card and just realize that Kirk Cousins is the Messiah.
Kirktober.
He's the Messiah.
You ready for number seven?
Yeah, and then I want the full breakdown of who the Mystics drafted last night.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead. Number seven.
Number seven, we're going back to the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Tim Biakabatuka.
Tim Biakabatuka. How do you spell Biakabatuka?
B I A K
A
A B U T U K A.
Okay, I would have spelled it slightly differently, but I'm going to trust that you're right. Tim Biaka Batuka.
Correct.
Okay.
Running back for the Panthers back in the day.
Yes.
Dude used to gash the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It was absurd because he wasn't that good of a player.
Uh-huh.
But every time he played the Redskins, he transformed into Superman, yeah. And he would just bust off 70, 80 yards runs left and right.
Yeah. And maybe it's because the Redskins stunk.
They were not. See, this is the thing. I think this guy was like a late 90s player, and they actually had some halfway decent teams back then.
By the way, how is J.D. Drew? Wikipedia is saying he was not on the Washington. I thought he was here for a little while. Was it Stephen Drew?
I think there definitely was a Stephen Drew here.
I thought it was J.D. Drew that was here for a cup of coffee. Maybe not. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Number eight.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper as your number eight most hated athlete,
mm-hmm.
according to Jim Landfill Andrew Mullins.
That is correct.
Professor Landini, as some might call you.
Absolutely.
Bryce Harper. So you didn't like Bryce Harper holding the Nationals hostage and then going right upside the road and acting like he had been eating Philly cheesesteaks his whole life?
I didn't like that. One thing I did like when Harper left... I know it was very important to him to sign the biggest contract in baseball, and he had that for like 3 days. I don't remember the guy who eclipsed him. There's some suggestion maybe it was Mike Trout. It might have been Manny Machado. I don't remember exactly who it was.
It was one of those clowns.
But it was one of those guys, and I felt that was just fantastic.
I'm pretty sure it was Trout.
Harper was a douche when he was here, but he was on the team, so I put up with him.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went to the Phillies, he's a complete tool. I got nothing for him.
I don't disagree, although you can't take away, obviously, from his talent. And you're allowed to be an arrogant...
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a talented player. I hate that guy, too.
Yeah, you're allowed to be an arrogant Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah. The next guy I got on here, I believe, is in the Hall of Fame.
This is number nine. Your exclusive top nine list
exclusive.
Of most hated athletes, according to Jim Andrew Mullins.
Correct.
Okay.
Only on the Chris Russell Show.
Yes, only. Exclusively. Never heard before.
And never heard anywhere else after this.
Well, that's true, because we're on the AM dial.
Except unless, on the podcast. It will be available on the podcast.
Oh, you mean I can tweet it out later on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe Lou DiPietro can write up a column about it. What do you think?
It could potentially happen.
Lou, if you're out there.
But it won't be heard on the radio again.
Exactly.
Unless Grant Paulson asks me. To stop by.
I don't think Grant Paulson is going to ask you.
Probably not.
Especially being that you've now traded sides.
That's correct.
And you've signed a free agent contract with the Team 980.
You ready? For
yes.
Number nine.
Please.
Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones.
Another Lawrence. Dumb name.
Lawrence.
Yeah, Larry.
Oh, Larry?
Yeah.
I call him Lawrence. We're on a first name basis.
Sure.
Larry, Lawrence. Okay.
I kind of found all the Braves from that era to be annoying. I believe J.D. Drew was a Brave from that era, by the way.
Yeah, I think he was. He was definitely with the Red Sox, definitely. Yeah, he was for 1 year. Braves, good call. I didn't remember that exactly. You think John Smoltz was annoying? Greg Maddux? Tom Glavine?
Here's the thing about Maddux.
What about Bob Horner?
Maddux definitely has... he had like the... You know, the person, the vibe that would really annoy people, but he was really, really good. So I kind of give him a pass there.
Okay. Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some might argue a Hall of Famer.
He in fact was.
But you already have a Hall of Famer at number nine on your list. Now, if you were doing a top 10 list,
mm-hmm.
and you're not.
I'm not.
Because top you did an exclusive
top nine. Top nine.
On 980.
Correct.
If you were doing a top 10 list, though, mm-hmm. on somebody else's radio show,
right?
Who would be in that 10th spot?
Wow. That's a great question.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
I
can prove to you how much they pay me.
I really aggressively disliked Michael Irvin back in the day.
Irvin. Yeah. I'm shocked. I got to be honest with you.
I don't like him either.
I'm shocked that there isn't. I mean, you have one.
The fact that he got in the Hall of Fame before Art Monk was a slap in the face.
You have four football players mm-hmm. on your top nine list. I'm shocked that there's no NBA guys, no NHL guys, no tennis guys, no golfers, because golf is really annoying.
Who? What tennis guy would you dislike? Would you dislike
Novak Djokovic? Von Lendl.
I don't have an opinion on
John McEnroe.
John McEnroe's great.
He's a pain in the ass.
Sure.
I think his point is he'd have to care more about the sport to even care about these people enough to hate them.
Yeah, I don't...
They're not even on his radar.
I don't pay enough attention to tennis to
landfill.
Develop a hatred.
When you leave here at 2:45 in the afternoon and you saunter on down the highway, what do you do with the rest of your day?
I'm definitely going to take a nap. I got to do laundry.
Yeah.
You have to do your own laundry?
Day-to-day life.
Sure.
You have to do your own laundry?
Yeah.
Man.
You
have to come up with more top nine lists for me tomorrow? I think we should make this a daily staple.
All right, what do you want a top nine list of tomorrow?
Your top nine...
Cheeses?
Worst former coworkers?
Oh, I've got it. I've got... Well, that's a good one. We could do that. There's a lot of them. I've got
some... You got a little camembert?
Yeah. I don't know how to eat it, though, landfill.
You put it in your mouth.
Well... It's got this wrapping around it.
It's called a rind.
Yeah. How are you supposed to get the cheese out of there?
You eat the whole thing. Yeah,
I think it's just like a Weird Al Yankovic thing, man. You just eat it.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to eat the rind.
Well, it's mold, I believe, but it's not going to hurt you.
All cheese is mold, yo.
No, it's not mold. It's good until May 7th.
Yeah, but
all cheese is mold.
French cheese is moldy. That's how they do it.
Landfill?
You get started on blue cheese.
I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate your ingenuity, your creativity.
Thank you, Roost.
The thoughtfulness that you put into this list. I appreciate that you saved this exclusive, this radio exclusive, just for me. Top nine list does not come around very often.
No.
Are you proud of the work that you put in today?
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, one segment, you're just here to hang out.
Hang out.
Pop in, maybe see your friends.
Eat a little cheese.
Eat a little cheese. Eat a little pizza.
Insult Cole Hamels, who sucks.
Aaron Rodgers.
Boo.
Tiki Barber, who might be one of the nicer guys in the business.
Nice guy.
Brian Mitchell's friend.
Be Mitch's friend, yeah.
What about Linnell Willingham? Do you like him?
Oh, yeah. Great guy.
Thank you, Landfill.
Mm-hmm. You guys know you're watching Highlight, by the way, right?
I am not watching Highline. Where is Highline?
Me and Brian were back here like, is that Highline? What sport is this?
Yeah.
Is this
like-
Wait, where is Highline?
Well, right now they're in a food commercial. But
do you like an air fryer?
Love an air fryer, Roost.
It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
The food never tastes as good as it looks, though. That's the
problem.
Then
you got to clean it, which is always
annoying. Yeah. Or you could put some parchment paper down.
That's too much work. You know how much better things would be if you didn't have to clean them? Like you just snap your fingers and it got clean.
I mean, you know, like, you kind of do that by going to a restaurant, right? You don't have to clean there.
That's too much money.
Too much money. The veritable landfill fortune.
Plus, I don't know any.
Not enough to keep up.
I don't know any restaurants that are going to serve me 13 air fryer hot dogs, which is what I want.
13. 13?
Absolutely.
Wait, you could eat 13 hot dogs with buns or just.
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up.
With buns.
I think we got a 4th of July segment coming up here.
Oh. Onions and...
sauerkraut?
Yellow mustard.
Ew. Yellow mustard. Not available in New York. By the way, Stephen Drew played with the Washington Nationals, not J.D. Drew. There's too many Drews.
Stephen Drew, I believe he played for the Diamondbacks.
There's too many Drews, even like an Andrew.
Was he a shortstop?
Right. An Andrew. Too many Drews.
Sure. Andrew Jones.
Thank you, Landfill.
Thank you, Rooster.
That's Andrew Jones, correct. Not Andrew.
There was a U in there.
It's Andrew.
He's from Curacao or something like
that. Yes, something like that. Someplace Aruba. Down there. Oh, real quickly, I forgot to get your thoughts real quickly on the Mystics, three picks in the top
picks.
Six last night.
Three picks, top six.
Which one did you like in particular?
They got the Australian lass.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one.
What's her name?
Georgia, maybe.
I'm going to fact check you.
Do it.
Landfill is all over it. Did you like her fit?
It's Georgia Amore, right?
Yeah. Did you like her fit?
Oh, yeah. Great fit. Great
did you
as
know,
a player.
Do you know who she collaborated with on her fit?
Akon and Young Jeezy.
No.
Oh. Tora Birch.
He played with Tory the Washington Birch. Wizards for 1 year not that long ago.
Chris Middleton.
He just got here.
Oh.
No, he played past tense
yeah.
for the Washington
Chris
Wizards.
Humphreys,
not that one. No, that was the one that was whatever he was doing with Kim Kardashian.
MJ.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Wow. Kwame Brown.
Russell Westbrook.
What?
Yeah. Russell Westbrook and the number 6 overall pick, they collaborated for a fit. I was doing show research last night, and that's what I came up with.
Hardest worker in showbiz, Roost.
Thank you, Landfill.
Thank you, Rooster.
Appreciate it. It's good to see you on this side of the aisle. Coming soon to WrestleMania 621 on Twitter, Landfill dancing. That's right. You will see exclusive video after an exclusive top 9 most hated athletes, according to one Jim Andrew Landfill, Professor Landini Mullins. And you'll see it very shortly on Twitter, X, social media, all things in between. But first, we got to take a time out on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.